This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Opening day is upon us. Let's go. Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast. Seth Payne as well. Ben Gary producing. 713-572-4610. You want to be a part of the show, you can text in. You can hit us up on the chats, Twitch, and YouTube. And, man, I'm getting excited because during the break I was just looking at some Astro content on Twitter. And my man PC down there with Nate the Great of Fox 26 about to do a hit on Fox 26 and just showing some pictures and video of the ballpark, Seth, before the game today. Damn, it looks good. It looks good. I am
it's
so ready.
It's opening day, man. And it's opening day versus the Yankees. It's not Garrett Cole. It's Hector Neer. It's not Garrett Cole, but Nestor Cortez. My God. I've got this longstanding issue between Nestor Cortez and Hector Neeras. But Nestor Cortez. And,
I can see that.
But it's, you and I were just talking about beforehand, just Aaron Judge and Yordan Alvarez and how these two just, they keep kind of coming up neck and neck at various times, but then injuries will do one in and then injuries will do the other in. And Aaron Judge moves to center field this year because Juan Soto comes on board. And this is like that very first game before Giancarlo Stanton has gotten injured. Juan Soto is brand new, and Aaron Judge are all going to come at you three of the first four stops.
I just realized that Soto was a Yankee, like, again. I'd forgotten a few weeks ago, and I'm like,
yeah.
Damn, that's an embarrassment of riches again, those damn Yankees.
It is. You know, the two most notable franchises in terms of being name brand with a history of greatness, yet that have fallen so short recently in the playoffs, would be the New York Yankees and the Dallas Cowboys. And I will credit the Yankees for, you know, going more all in on this than like Jerry Jones, who's done absolutely nothing. Did you trade for Juan Soto with 1 year remaining on his contract? You know, maybe he ends up re-signing there. We know baseball, there's no loyalty when it comes to stuff like that. But they're putting together that's a fearsome trio right there. As long as Giancarlo Stanton is healthy, which is like a 50-50 shot. Yeah,
I liked your rant on Stanton yesterday. It's like even the Yankees know he's not going to be healthy. It's like,
yeah, it's not even a rant. Up. I guess it's just more of I get excited about it.
Yeah.
It's not me hoping for Giancarlo Stanton to get injured. It's knowing and understanding that Giancarlo Stanton is going to get injured. And really, honestly, anything that I ever say bad about the Yankees these days, I'm almost just parroting Yankees fans exclusively. I could go onto any Yankees website and just take a bunch of the comments. And it would sound like an outsider who hates the Yankees when, in fact, it's Yankees fans themselves.
Yeah, they're talking about themselves.
They don't know. They know it's unacceptable. The fact that they got to sit here and watch the Astros do what they've done. Well, meanwhile, you've had the same damn GM who spends more than just about anybody else in the league being the guy in charge of losing. He's basically, Cashman's the guy who's in charge of losing to the Astros. That's all Brian Cashman's job has turned into.
I love
realistically.
It.
And they refuse to do anything about it.
Hey, so if he has a wiki page, somebody needs to change his title to just that or job description. Responsible for losing to the Astros every year.
That's his job responsibility, right? It gets old if you're a Yankees fan.
I love it. He's Seth Payne, Sean Bajani in for Pendergast. So I know you guys did prop bets either Monday or Tuesday before I came in this week. But I promise you, mine will not be similar at all to those. I've kind of created my own, and it's in and around a way to figure out what exactly this team is going to look like at season's end in terms of, win total, how successful they're going to be. So I got a few that, you know, I know it's important to a lot of people, and I gave you some context, too, Seth, to look at to help you make your decision here. Most wins by an Astros pitcher this season will be. I don't want the person, but I want the number. And if you'd like to provide the individual, that would be
cool.
Oh,
all right. Okay. So I would have said Framber just by virtue of him, you know, starting off the season healthy, whereas Justin Verlander is not, and Justin Verlander is not getting any younger, obviously. The win leader, the person with the most wins in the past five seasons was Justin Verlander with 21. Back in, was that 2018?
Yep, that was 18.
So, okay. So I won't put it at Verlander. I'll put it at Framber, who he's like been close to Verlander a couple times in the previous few seasons. Verlander at 18 a few years ago, and that was the year that 2022 Framber had 17, right? So I'll go with Framber Valdez, and I'll put the number. I'm going to put the number at 18 this year for Framber.
Ooh, my goodness. You're going to go 18 wins for Framber?
Yeah. He went 17-6 in 2022.
Man. He had 12 last year.
Yeah, yeah. The second half of the season was an abject disaster for Framber Valdez. So
a no-hitter, nonetheless.
I know. It was one of the weirdest, worst second that, like, collapses ever because he ruined the stats by pitching a no-hitter at some point. But other than that, I trust that he's going to be different. And also, like, Framber can go deep into games. I think you're going to see a lot of instances of Framber going six or seven innings, and then you've got that combination of Abreu, Presley, and Hader to clean all of that up.
Here's the thing, though. Yeah. This is why you feel really good about your bullpen. The 7, 8, 9 guys, whenever Abreu's done with his suspension, you've got Abreu, Presley, and Hader. And if you can get yourself a pretty consistent sixth inning couple of guys, you know, it's either a Montero, maybe a Mashinsky, or Souza, whoever it works out to be early part, maybe Ronel Blanco, not Blanco, but Belak factors in, who's going to be in the pen as well. Like, some of these guys are going to have the opportunities to pick up some wins if the offense does what we think it's going to do this year and guys just get through five. Your bullpen's going to save a lot of these opportunities for those starting pitchers to get those wins. So I think Framber's probably the favorite pick. I don't know that people are looking at Verlander because we just don't really have a lot of confidence in how many games he's going to pitch for them this year. But I'll go 15. I think you're going to look at season's end and you're going to see a lot of Astros starting pitchers in double-digit wins.
Mm-hmm. A lot in double-digit wins.
Okay. Yeah, I do. I think Hunter Brown's probably going to reach double digits. I think JV, Framber, Christian. Beyond that, you know, I think you're maybe going to see like a bunch of 7, 8, 9s, but I'm pretty confident in that. That's a good pick. I like 17 from you.
So as far as Framber's second half meltdown, he was 7-6 with a 2.51 ERA in his first 17 starts. That shows you, boy, how much wins and losses suck at this point. Like, he was so much better in the first half. He went 7-6, and then he went 5-5 after the All Star break with a 4.66 ERA.
281
14 starts
from the 281. How many wins for Lance McCullers? Well, he's going to come back, expected to come back, some point in the second half, like in and around the trade deadline, I believe. Well, he said late June, early July, but we'll have to see about that. I'm going to go ahead and say, I'll say 4 wins for Lance McCullers. How about that?
4 wins would be, let's see, if he played half the season. 2021, he went 13-5 with a 3.16 ERA. Would you go with 4 wins?
Yeah.
I'm going to be like absurdly optimistic with Lance and think that he comes back completely fresh. Just he's had a year and a half off, and he will go. He'll get 6 wins in the second half.
Boy, I almost thought I was being too optimistic with.
No,
4.
No, no. He'll go. You're being way too optimistic with Hunter in France. You somehow feel like, oh yeah, well, it's their second full time year. Of course they'll be fine. No big deal. I'm more nervous about those guys. And so, but I'll be unrealistically cocky for Lance McCullers. Like it's either he's just hardly ever going to play baseball again, or at some point he's actually going to have a healthy stretch. And I'm going to put my flag down on this being the year that Lance McCullers stays healthy for a complete half season. Damn it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
All right. Yordan Alvarez has led the Astros in home runs in each of the last 3 seasons. 31, 37, and 33, working your way back to the 2021 season. Will Yordan do it for a 4th straight season? And what will a home run total be for the Astros team leader in homers? If I set it at 36.5, are you taking the over or under?
I'll take the over on that. I'm trying to think of whether or not it's going to be Yordan or Kyle Tucker. I feel like Kyle Tucker's been stuck at 30 or 31 home runs for 3 straight years. And if Yordan stays healthy, then I would totally give it to Yordan. But if he doesn't stay healthy, is this like your Kyle Tucker busts out 41 home runs or something? I'll stick with Yordan. I'll stick with Yordan. And what number did you give him?
36.5 is what I set the over under at.
His career high is 37.
Uh-huh.
In a season. I'm going to say 51 home runs for
for
Yordan Alvarez.
Let's go. All right, yeah. So you're going that route. I was going to go Alex Bregman, and I'm going to take the under 36.5. It's a contract year, and I think Bregman, just judging what very little we can by spring, which it was a badass spring for Alex Bregman, he had a 41 homer year back in 18 and hit 31 the year before that. So I'm thinking it's going to be a very, very good year for Alex Bregman, and it's going to get him paid by somebody. I don't know if it's going to be the Astros, but I'll take the under home run total of 36.5, and I'm going to say Bregman's the leader at the end of it. Here's my final question for you. You give me one pitcher or one position player that you think is most likely to underperform relative to their expectations this season.
Underperform?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy. That's a tricky one because last year was Peña's year to to underperform unexpectedly. Like I would pick Peña to be the guy that overperforms this year unexpectedly. If I had to pick one that's going to underperform, just based on recent injury history, I would go with the Jose Altuve. Just because I want to hate myself for the next 24 hours. So, and I also want to kind of maybe like spur Jose Altuve on to having three home runs tonight. But yeah, that's my very unpopular choice. Like realistically, if I step back and I'm going to be a cynical SOB, like, yeah, it's time. It's time for Jose Altuve to start really genuinely taking that step back. It wasn't just injuries last year. That's what I would say if I were truly a cynical, genuine SOB.
My underperforming candidates, I haven't settled on one. But I will hear. It's got to be between Yiner Diaz or Brian Abreu. And I say Brian Abreu because he had a pretty poor spring in terms of results. Walked guys, had 11.81 ERA and 5 1/3 innings. Had a down season a few years ago in 21. And he's the most likely amongst the 7, 8, 9 guys to, I think, falter because of the limited track record compared to Ryan Pressly, compared to Josh Hader. So I pick him, not because I necessarily like that pick, but you got to pick somebody. Between him and Yiner, I'd almost have to go Yiner because I think we're doing to Yiner what people did to Jeremy Peña before last season.
Putting the cart before the horse on the success.
Yes.
Give him the old Petrie treatment. Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, you're doubling the workload, and I just think it's going to be a little too much wear and tear on the body and the mind, and to keep up with those projected numbers offensively, I think it's just going to be a lot taller of a task and maybe something I would expect for a more seasoned big leaguer. Maybe he takes that next big step in year three. But I would be a little surprised if he did it this year, but a pleasant surprise nonetheless. He's Seth Payne, Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast. Coming up next, why Nico Collins feels like he still has a lot to prove, not just to himself, but to the game. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.